This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Mendocino deputies responded to a shooting in Point Arena on Tuesday night that resulted in the death of a 37-year-old man who appeared to have been the perpetrator in the incident. 37-year-old Raymond White arrived at a residence on Eureka Hill Road, a residence that was home to a 43-year-old man who was dating White's estranged wife. White first contacted his estranged wife in the driveway and physically assaulted her while threatening to shoot her with a handgun he had brought with him. White then forced his way through the front of the residence and exchanged gunfire with the man. White sustained multiple gunshot wounds and died at the scene. The homeowner then called law enforcement informing them about the incident, and the investigation is ongoing. No arrests were made. The Coast Guard will host a change of command ceremony tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in McKinleyville, as Captain Gregory Fuller will take command from Captain Arthur Snyder. That ceremony will precede a memorial ceremony scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at 2. Then, crew members from Sector Humble Bay will honor the Coast Guardsmen who died in a helicopter crash on June 8, 1997, during a search and rescue mission. The pilots, Charles Thigpen and Jeffrey Crane, along with crew members Richard Hughes and James Keynes, all perished when the helicopter went down off the coast. A wreath will be laid at sea near to the location of the crash. Dan Squire has state news.
The State Senate Finance Committee has killed a bill that would have allowed local tax collectors to collect cash payments for fees and licenses related to the marijuana industry and collect that money for the state as well. Senate Bill 148 addressed concerns that because the marijuana industry can't use banks due to federal drug laws, a state-sanctioned method was needed. The measure was supported by the Rural Representatives of California, which has vowed to find a workable solution.
Thank you, Dan. A second measure that affects rural residents is a bill that would have allowed property owners 60 days to make payments for the State Responsibility Area Fire Fee Program. Currently, property owners have 30 days to make payments, and the bill would have allowed 60 days, but it has stalled in the Assembly. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife has made grant funding available for groups or organizations that want to clean up former illegal trespass grow sites. If the budget is passed as currently constructed, $1.5 million will be made available for cleanup efforts. North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood said in a statement that he's grateful that the funds have been made available, and the need for cleanup at sites where the use of illegal chemicals were used is much needed on the North Coast. The federal government is preparing to update its flood maps on June 21st, and more than 200 Humboldt County residents who will be affected by the changes can have the opportunity to have lower insurance rates. The Federal Emergency Management Agency completed its state coastal analysis and mapping project, resulting in changes to flood insurance rate maps in coastal areas of Humboldt. Residents who are affected by the change can discuss eligibility before June 21st, and those interested can contact the County Planning and Building Department. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University is expected to receive $1 million in grant funding to continue the school's support of underrepresented students in STEM majors, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The money comes from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, and HSU was one of 24 schools nationwide to be awarded with the funding. The money will be distributed in 5 installments of $200,000. As the construction of the Humboldt Bay North Trail continues, city officials issued a warning to residents that the Butcher Slough footbridge will be closed for the next 3 weeks while new bridge footings are being built. On South I Street, motorists, pedestrians, and bikers are reminded to exercise caution when in the construction zone. The trail is expected to be completed by early October. Construction has also begun on the outdoor amphitheater near the Arcata Marsh Center. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie issued a press release yesterday in response to a statement made by Firefighter Union 652 President Matt McFarlane regarding the department's Rescue Swimmer program. McFarlane said that the program has been suspended due to budget constraints. However, Gillespie's official comment differed, saying that not only is that statement incorrect, but it's false. Gillespie went on to explain that a lack of participation in the Rescue Swimmer program and a lack of adequately trained personnel were the only reasons for the program's suspension. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.